Hold the door. Hold the door. Hold the door.
Hold the door.
Hold the door. Thanks, man. It's important to be polite.
Alex Hernandez has this. Dear Drew, do you think Will Fuller ends up being a good pick? And does Steven Anderson have a legit shot at making the 53? Yes and yes. I do think Fuller is going to be a good pick. From what we've saw already in OTAs, he's been catching the ball. He's been getting deep. He's been going over the middle. He's done it all sorts of ways as a receiver. And as far as Steven Anderson, all that guy does is get open. He's listed as a tight end. He's an undrafted rookie free agent out of Cal. But that dude just gets open and catches the ball. Debbie Chapa Brannon, dear Drew, excited to hear all this Texans talk. Me too, Debbie. I'm excited too. And I'm excited that you sent that in. Next one comes from Charles Bruce Broyce. If I mispronounced your name on either of those, and I guess I did if I did both, my apologies. But thanks for this great question. Dear Drew, hearing that Jalen Strong is looking quicker and lighter than last year and can force himself into the starting lineup, where does this leave Cecil Shorts on the depth chart? All of a sudden, our wide receiver depth looks improved over the last couple of years. Jalen Strong looked really good in OTAs. He's had a good offseason. He's talked a lot about a lot has been made about what he did with Brock Osweiler and the gang out in Tempe. But first day of OTAs looks solid. And as far as Cecil Shorts go, that doesn't necessarily mean anything for Cecil Shorts. He's having a good OTAs as well. He's got that veteran experience. So look for both those guys to contribute this year. And that was such a good question, Charles, that you win Texas Lottery Scratch-Off. So make sure you email here. Say, hey, I'm Charles Broyce or Bruce and or Brius, and scratch away, and you'll get rich, maybe. Moises Acevedo, dear Drew, here from Chihuahua, Mexico. Beyond the new offense, now for this season, do we have another or better say on how we could help someone help JJ on defense? Well, look out for Whitney Merciless to improve upon the dozen sacks he had last year. Look for Jadeveon Clowney, who's healthy for the first time during the offseason since, you know, 3-4 years ago when he was in college. Look for him to be a factor. And look for Benardrick McKinney, inside linebacker, to keep helping out and getting better and doing the things he's been doing alongside Brian Cushing, who you know what you got there. Leader, wrecking ball, sideline to sideline defender. So look for those guys to continue to do what they're doing for helping the defense. And Moises, thanks for watching us in Chihuahua. We appreciate that. Man, this was fun, and I can't wait to do it again next week on Dear Drew. Love you. Be safe. Look both ways. Morse code. Cinnamon.